At the 2017 NBA Draft on Thursday night, the Warriors acquiring the draft rights to University of Oregon forward Jordan Bell, the 38th overall selection in the second round, via an exchange with the Chicago Bulls for cash considerations. Bell, a 6'9 forward, was the Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year this past season in his junior year. Here's Warriors GM Bob Myers from team headquarters on draft night.
You know, we like Jordan. We've been kind of watching him like everybody else did all year long, and kind of grew on us, his competitiveness, his work ethic, desire. He helped them win. Obviously, their team had a great year, and he was a big part of it. But as far as how we think he helps us, athletic, switch screens, finish at the rim, you know, kind of a screen and roll guy, so activity. He was great. We watched him play in Chicago at the pre-draft. So there's a lot of things we like about him. Got a chance to speak to him. He's excited. And he gets to kind of learn under a pretty good group of veterans. And so we're thrilled. And everybody we talked to had a lot of good things to say about him. And, you know, he's, like I said, he's one of the few guys that we looked at and really wanted to see if we could get. I actually was not optimistic we would be able to get him. But somehow it came to fruition.
Tim Kawakami, would he have been the top of your list then when you're in your B list there? Do you have to include some guys that maybe are much higher than him when you're doing that list?
I would just say we had him in the first round as far as how we ranked guys. And he was one of our targets. We had a few targets, but he was one of them. Like I said before, I mean, Joe's always a little more optimistic than I am about getting these things done, but I'm lucky to work with a great owner that is aggressive, willing to spend. I mean, not a lot of people allow their front office to pursue things like this and spend that kind of money. So I'm fortunate, and that's been the case with our team since I really got here. So Larry Harris, Kirk Lacob, all the people I work with in the draft room, our scouts. It's a lot of hard work, but yeah, this is one of the guys we liked, and then Joe allowing us to spend, that's what made it happen. But he was pretty high on our list.
And given he hasn't really demonstrated a jump shot, is he strictly a small ball five in your mind right now?
I mean, for us right now, we'd have to see what he can do. The NBA is a different game, but if he's a 5-4, I mean, I think we learned our lesson with Draymond Green. We don't really care what position a player is. We care if they can play basketball. And I think sometimes people make that mistake of, you know, maybe putting a player or thinking of a player in a certain way when they're more than that. So we'll see. The way we play, if he's out there with Kevin, you know, maybe Kevin's the 5 and Jordan's the 4. It doesn't really matter as long as, you know, you can play basketball and defend, and we love his ability to defend. He can probably defend most positions. And in the NBA, that's huge. And in the space, and you guys just got done watching the finals, to be able to switch pick and rolls, rebound, block shots, finish. It's a lot of boxes he checks. So we'll see, though. He hasn't shot one shot in our gym yet, so we'll see what he can do as far as that goes.
Bob, you draft this guy. Do you anticipate him working with Draymond? Is that part of the maybe the benefit of saying you can put him under Draymond since they kind of have some similarities?
Yeah. No, Draymond's a great mentor. But it's not just him, too. I mean, our other guys, even though he plays a different position, he'll get to see how Steph Curry works. He'll get to see Klay Thompson, how they work. If we get other guys back, depending on free agency, I mean, we had some pretty good vets this year for our young guys to learn from. So, yeah, and even so, Steve and his staff is a great staff to put him in the right environment to succeed. So, but Draymond's a good one, and he's not afraid to tell players what he thinks. So he's going to be a good teacher.
You also have, like, 98 centers now.
Yeah.
Do you figure, you know, how's it going to shake out? Is it kind of based on what happens with Zaza and David West, and you just kind of being prepared in case?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of stick to the philosophy of best player available. and see what happens from there. Because you can never have enough good players and worry about the positions later. But, yeah, we've got some guys on a roster that are fives and kind of see how it shakes out. We don't have any – actually, we don't have any centers at all yet that are veterans because we have five – now, I guess we have six players under contract, I suppose, once we sign Jordan. But we'll figure that stuff out. We just like the way he plays basketball, and we'll find a place for him.
Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. Bob, watching the way things have unfolded this week with the trades and watching the activity tonight, what goes through your mind when you're seeing all this flurry of activity throughout the league this week?
Just try to kind of breathe through it. I don't know, Monty. I think what I've learned, you have to – there's so much action, like you just said, you mentioned. Our job, my job, and our front office's job is to focus on what's in front of us and not react to what's going on around us, because it's hard enough to try to get your own roster moves without worrying about what everybody else is doing and to get sidetracked. And, you know, with the pace of you guys, the pace of what information comes at you now in the media, the speed of information, and it's hard not to get knocked off center and start thinking about somebody else's business instead of your own. But I kind of learned that you only have so much bandwidth. So for me, our group, we focus on what we can control and try to get that right, because that's hard enough without worrying about the rest of the league.
How hard is it to stay humble when you know that all these teams are trying to catch up with to where you guys are?
I mean, it's a competitive league, and we never looked at it. All we do is try to get better. We never looked at it as far as catching anybody or people catching up. Our job is to try to get better each day, and whether that's through personnel, coaching, developing our players, us in the front office, learning, growing. I don't view us as ahead of everybody. I know it's been mentioned by everybody else, but I don't. I guess once you start thinking that, I think you're in trouble. You got to start believing and keep pushing. And even if I try, Joe doesn't. It's never good enough for Joe. You gotta keep moving.
Bob, can you confirm the report that you guys are signing Chris Boucher to a two-way deal? And what is it about that Oregon team? Guys from that team.
You know, I don't think that's been confirmed, but that's something we're trying to move towards. I know it's been mentioned, but it hasn't been finalized, I don't think. But we like players that win. We like players that can play. I don't care what school they are, what their background is, or what position. Winners, that's what we're trying to do, is win. So, you know, if we end up getting that done, that's another player that was on a very good team. So we'll see. I don't know that it – I don't want to talk too much about that because I don't think it's entirely completed. But if we go down that road, I'll talk more about it.